The Simple Path to God, Discovering the Way Back to Authentic Faith. Father Spyridon Bailey is a priest of the Diocese of Great Britain and Western Europe of the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia, serving in England and Ireland. On this video podcast, he applies the teaching of the Church Fathers to modern life with reference to the Sunday Gospels. Here now is Father Spyridon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. One of the errors that we can all fall into in our spiritual lives is allowing what we like and what we dislike to guide our judgment about our spiritual nature, our spiritual reality. Because very often we make superficial judgments simply on the way something makes us feel. Does it make us feel good? Does it make us feel bad? This is dangerous because allowing what we like or don't like to be the basis of our judgments darkens the mind. It prevents the mind from seeing the truth of things, perceiving reality. Saint Theophan the Recluse teaches us that the only way to protect ourselves from this trap that he goes as far to call a prelest of the mind, when we allow our likes and dislikes to determine our judgments, we have entered prelest of the mind. And he says, the only way we can prevent ourselves from falling into this trap is to be watchful over ourselves. We must recognize the true nature of our desires, where they have come from. Our desire for God, our desire to repent, our desire to pray, these are good desires. But there are desires within us simply the product of what we like and what we don't like. And these are harmful. St. Theophan warns us that our desires can be stirred in so many ways when we look at something, when we have the memory of something, when we fantasize about something. Any of these things, when they occupy our mind, can stir desires. And the only way to perceive truth, the truth of ourselves, of our spiritual lives, is to detach ourselves from these impulses. However much pleasure something may bring us, however much it may comfort us or reassure us, we have to know that it can bring an unnatural state to the mind. And only when the mind is released from its desires can it be free to perceive reality, perceive the truth. We only penetrate the truth of things when the mind is freed from these impulses, driven by our desires, driven as a consequence of what we like and dislike. When we allow the passions to guide us, the desires, St. Theophan says, sets up a barrier. They build a wall between the mind and truth. Sets up a wall between the mind and the ability to perceive things as they truly are. And so we fall into making judgments based on our passions, according to the passions. And this can become a spiral, a negative spiral, because we begin to see things according to our passions. We recognize and perceive things as the passions would have us, and these then only confirm and strengthen the feelings that we have. And so someone can become entirely consumed by darkness, completely separated from the truth and the reality of themselves. The mind can be consumed by darkness, and feelings of desire or hatred can end up becoming absolutely uncontrollable. People lose control of these feelings and these desires. St. Theophan reminds us that the powers of the soul are the mind and will, and that they can become distorted by our desires. So distorted that we become unable even to see how blind we've become, and a person then only falls deeper and deeper into darkness and into sin. So our call is to watch ourselves, to be watchful. Ask ourselves whether our likes and dislikes are really just being driven by our passions. And these impulsive judgments are not just superficial. Very often they're instantaneous. We get a feeling about something and we just go with it. We allow it to consume us and guide us. Whereas true judgment takes time. It requires reflection. It requires us to assess what it is that's going on within us according to the Holy Scriptures and the writings of the Church Fathers. We need to seek the counsel of our spiritual father. We need to pray. It means slowing down. Slowing down, not allowing our reactions and our impulses to guide us constantly. Too much of our modern life is so rushed. We're made to run from one task to the next. And even as we're performing one task, our mind is leaping to the next. And certainly this was my own experience as a secondary school teacher for 20-odd years, constantly running from one thing to another. But worse than my experience as a teacher was seeing how this was imposed on the children. Children whose day was regimented. They would march from one lesson to the next at the ring of a bell. And they were tested, examined constantly under time, with one eye on the clock, making immediate, impulsive responses to the questions they were given. Children are giving so little time now within our education system to pause, to reflect. And of course, this doesn't then just remain something within education. It determines the way they are in their whole lives. It can be spiritually harmful. Yes, of course, we need to be active. It's not healthy to waste time, but we mustn't be so rushed in everything that we do that we don't allow ourselves to reflect. We need to be active and occupy our hands so that the soul has time to pray. It's vital if we're to prevent this darkening of the mind to happen, to take place within us. And the consequences are clear. How often good is mistaken or portrayed as evil. How often evil is mistaken for good because of these rushed decisions and judgments. And the reverse is true, of course. How often long services where our backs and our feet may ache, may not feel so good, but we know the spiritual benefits we're gaining from them. And of course, even the afflictions and the difficulties of our lives, how often they may feel bitter, they may taste bad, but of course, let us remember, very often what tastes sweet to the tongue may be filled with sugar and be so harmful to the body. We are assured that in all things, God is working constantly to save us. But the cross is the very last thing our passions will choose. Our desires, based on what we like and dislike, will cause us to run from the cross. If we are driven by the passions, we may lose our cross. As Christians, we are called to recognize that in our crucifixion is to be found our resurrection.
The Simple Path to God, Discovering the Way Back to Authentic Faith. Father Spyridon Bailey is the author of several books, including Orthodoxy and the Kingdom of Satan and Journey to Mount Athos. You can email Father Spyridon at simplepath@ancientfaith.com. That's simplepath@ancientfaith.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.